Right, what are your favourite quiz shows on TV?
Now then.
Is it Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
No. Do you know what? I've never seen that.
Very good. Dick and Dom are on that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Weakest Link?
Yeah.
Countdown?
All the ones that you've been on.
I've never been on Countdown.
Weakest Link you have.
Yeah, no, that was just the first thing that came into my mind.
All right.
That's about it, really. I'm not a big fan of University Challenge.
What do you think the worst thing that can happen to you on a quiz show is?
Getting nothing right. Finishing with no points or no pounds or whatever.
Yeah, that's quite bad.
Yeah.
But there's a show in America where things can go really wrong. Now, it's called The Moment of Truth. I think there was a UK version not that long ago on Sky with Jerry Springer, but that version is nowhere near as good as this one.
Right.
I'd quite like you to put... I'd like you to go on this show, if possible. Would you be up for that?
No. Is that...
There is a form you can fill in, I think.
Is there?
Mm.
You want you and me to go on the American version?
I'd rather it just be you.
I think it'd be more funny for everybody if it was you.
Anyway, it's not the Cilla Black show, Moment of Truth. Everyone remembers that. It's just a lot better than that.
Is that where you were her little helper?
No.
All right.
No. Oh, thanks for mentioning that one. I should have forgotten about it. Basically, what happens is that the contestant answers questions and they're hooked up to a lie detector.
Yes.
And they have to answer them truthfully to win money.
Right.
And for each question, they can win more money, but each question kind of gets more and more personal.
Yeah.
To win the money, all they have to do... All they have to do is tell the truth.
It is the simplest game in television. One participant, 21 questions. And all that is required is the ability to tell the truth.
Why would you do that? Right, this is
the kind... Sounds horrible.
This is the kind of thing they ask.
Do you think you'll ever truly forgive your husband for his gambling losses?
No.
That answer is... True.
Right, so she hasn't forgiven her husband for his gambling losses.
I never will.
But hooray, she wins some money. Her husband doesn't like her that much for a while. Here's another one.
While at your current job, have you ever touched a female co-worker inappropriately?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you sleep on the couch.
Oh my God.
Isn't this brilliant? Right, here's some more of the questions they ask on this show, The Moment of Truth.
Have you ever thought that your boyfriend Jeff might be gay? Do you blame your father for tearing your family apart? Is there a part of your husband's body that repulses you? Do you really care about the starving children in Africa? Have you ever made a sexy video that you have uploaded to the internet?
Do fat people repulse you?
You see? Those are just some of the questions they ask.
This is awful.
I know. I think we should get a lie detector and do it ourselves. Can I ask you some of the questions? Is that all right?
Some of them, yeah.
Right, here we go. Have you ever thought that your boyfriend Jeff might be gay?
Yes.
True.
Is there a part of your husband's body that repulses you?
No.
False.
Damn. Do you really care about the starving children in Africa? Bear in mind, you are doing sport relief.
Yes.
False.
Oh, no,
this machine doesn't work.
This machine's rubbish. Have you ever made a sexy video and uploaded it to the internet?
No.
Oh, surprise. Do fat people repulse you?
Yes. That's confused it.
It is broken. No, the machine's knackered.
Is it? Have I confused it so much?
You really have? I ask you again, okay. Do fat people repulse you?
No.
True.
Phew! Why would anyone go on this show?
I have absolutely no idea. I hated that just opposite you.
I really enjoyed that. Now, last week on the show in America, it went really horribly. You thought that was horrible, right?
Yeah.
It went super horribly wrong for someone. I'll let you know what happened next.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, we're talking about a show in America called Moment of Truth. Yes, there has been a UK version with Jerry Springer. And this, on the American one, is how they describe their show.
This is a human drama that unfolds before America's eyes.
No, it's not, is it? It's people making complete tools of themselves on TV. I don't think it's any kind of human drama.
This is a human drama.
It's not. Now, this is what happened last week when it went really horribly wrong, okay?
Okay.
This is a woman called Lauren. And Lauren went on the show with her husband called Frank. He's a policeman.
Okay.
Why did this woman agree to go on this show? Here's a few of the questions that they asked Lauren. Remember, she had to tell the truth to win money. But, you know, the questions do get more and more personal. Oh, God, not again. Here we go.
Have you ever flashed a stranger just for laughs?
Yes. True.
There we are. So she flashed a stranger just for laughs. That's fine. That's good. Mm-hmm. Some money.
Would you give food to a stray dog before you would give it to a homeless person?
Yes. True.
Right. Okay, Lauren.
Bizarre question. Right.
Have you ever been fired from a job for stealing money?
Yes.
True.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's on a roll at the moment.
She's doing well.
Do you know things about your father that you keep secret from your mother?
Yes, I do.
True.
Now, that's going to be surely a bit awkward, isn't it? Hi, Mum, did you see me on TV? Yes, I did. And
not as awkward as it will be for the father.
That's quite bad. But things then start to go really, really...
I'm not sure I want to hear this.
Really wrong.
Do you believe you might have been in love with a former boyfriend on your wedding day?
Yes, I believe I was.
True.
Oh, my God!
Oh, dear.
Right, her husband's thinking, right, okay.
Frank's not going to be happy.
No. Then, it gets worse, they bring on a surprise guest to ask the next question.
Surprise guest?
Oh, my God.
This is your ex-boyfriend, Frank.
Now, her ex-boyfriend, also called Frank...
What are the chances of that?
is now there. So you've got Lauren, you've got her husband, Frank, and her ex-boyfriend, Frank, all just sat there on this show, okay?
Okay.
And here's the question.
Is this from Frank, the boyfriend?
This is from Frank, the ex-boyfriend.
Sorry, Frank, the ex-boyfriend.
This is the question he asked.
Ex-boyfriend Frank,
do you believe I'm the man you should be married to?
Okay, all right, so she's on TV, her husband is sat there, and she has to tell the truth. Good luck. Okay, it's not working now.
You saying good luck to her or good luck to you trying to get the computer to work?
Work. Oh, for heaven's sake. Keep listening to Radio 1.
I'll tell you what, you're great at building suspense. Is this what you're...
There you go.
Want to be honest and say yes.
True.
I'm not sure what to say.
Right.
Was that husband Frank? Or was that ex-boyfriend Frank at the
end?
That
was the host.
Okay. Oh, that's the host, right. Is he called Frank?
No, he's not. Now, at this point, do you think her husband's thinking, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to come on this show? We should maybe done Deal or No Deal or something. Okay, and then it gets even worse.
Since you've been married, have you ever had sexual relations with someone other than your husband?
Yes, and it's true. It's all going really wrong now. Right, try and predict what she'll say to this next one.
Do you think you're a good person?
So, she stole money from work.
Yeah.
Right, she give food to a dog before a homeless person, keeps secrets from her family, she's in love with her ex, and she's slept around since being married. Does she think she's a good person?
Honestly, I think I am a good person.
Please tell me the answer coming is false.
Was she telling the truth?
Honestly, I think I am a good person.
False.
Can I just get this right? She went through all of that, confessed to everything, and then said, stupidly, still thought she was a good person.
Yes.
And that last bit lost her the money.
So she wrecked her marriage, and she's now out of the game and wins no money. Isn't that brilliant?
Stupid woman.
Why would you go on the show and then do that?
I don't think
having said that, I have applied for you.
So I don't think we'd go on it.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs will never get.